here.
I don't know if this pen's gonna work, but
I could have borrowed that kid's Sharpie there, but oh, look at that, it worked.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thanks.
You bet.
Yeah.
Allie Zirkle, before the start of the 2014 Iditarod, I've passed by your truck a number of times, and you're so busy chatting with people, and everyone wants to talk with you.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Yeah, it's good because, you know, in all honesty, you know from being out west that not a lot of people are going to be on the trail, spectators and fans, from here to the finish line. So you better get your spectatorship in at the beginning. Otherwise, you're going to miss it all. So I think Saturday is, you know, super important to get to know everyone and high five everyone out on the trail and stuff. Sunday, you know, of course, we get to see a lot of folks. But as soon as we take off, you know, it's really kind of a little more down to business. So.
Talk about your team this year. I just talked with Alan, and he said that it's most of the team that just won the Yukon Quest. Yeah, talk about your team.
What's going on?
Well, it's not only it's the team that just won the Yukon Quest, but it's predominantly the same team as it was last year. We have a few dogs that are different from last year's team simply because of shifting teams around a little bit. There are no new dogs to the kennel, and you know they're all dogs that we raised and whelped and trained from being youngsters. So you know, looking down the team, there's a lot of siblings, there's a lot of brothers and sisters, and we got Sissy and Schmo, and their brother and sister, and the oldest dog is Biscuit, who's 8 and a half, and he's been on every single team for the last 8 years. So then we've got Willie and Waylon and Scruggs and Boondocks, they're one litter. And then we've got, of course, Scout and Olivia. Scout, Olivia, Pud, Clyde. And then probably the threesome that stand out the most to most people is our awesome leader, her name is Quito, and then her brother and sister Nacho and Chica, who are both on the team too. So it's a really familiar team, not only to spectators and fans, but to everyone out on the trail. They're used to it. You can see they're not too worked up about life.
You know, in chatting with people about the race and everyone's favorite, it seems like Allie Zirkle, your name comes up more and more and more. I mean, I hear
you.
You're
nice
name.
To people.
You are.
If other people were more nice to people, then they'd be their favorites too. Uh-huh. No, I don't know.
So a lot of that, though, is the skill that you've shown coming in second the past few years.
Yeah.
People want to see you succeed, I think.
They do, yeah. And no one wants it more than I do. I mean, everyone always says, you know, it's your year, it's your year. Well, I would love for that to happen. There's sure a heck of a lot of miles between now and then, and I'm not gonna make any guesses right now at the truck, but I think things will shake out, and you know, probably 300, 400, 500 miles, and I'm hoping that it shakes out so that I'm at least up near the top.
Yeah. And how are you going to? How do you plan on doing that? You've heard of the conditions, which can change overnight. You never know what you're gonna get.
I'm not too worried about the trail. I'm really not. I mean, if I spend all my time worrying about the trail, I better have a whole bunch of Nexium and Prilosec just for myself. So I'm just going to take the trail as it comes. And these dogs are the perfect team to do it. When I tell them to whoa, they whoa. When I tell them to slow down, they slow down. And they're ideal. I mean, they're better than driving a pickup truck. I mean, they're inside of my head. So as far as trail conditions, I guess I better hang on, steer my sled around the stumps and trees as opposed to over them, and hope for the best.
Mm-hmm. I'll definitely see you in Nicolai and catch up with you then.
Nicolai and on down the trail.
Yep.
All right. Good to see you, and I'll see you out there.
Yep. Good luck.
Fly safe.
Thanks.
All right.